I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Aaron from The Mix with Noah Cyrus. How are you?
Hey, Aaron. What's up?
You know, all things considered, I'm actually doing okay. Hunkered down here in the studio and at home. I wanted to ask you right off the bat, what are you doing to not touch your face right now?
Oh, my God. That's probably my worst habit. I've been spraying my hands with Lysol like crazy, but anytime I touch my face, I'm like, fuck, and then I just rip my hand away from my face. But I've been really good. But I just try to, like, if I have an itch or something, like, take my shoulder and, like, scratch my face with it.
What are you doing at home to pass the time?
Movies and TV shows. I think everybody's doing that. I've, like, restarted a ton of seasons, started some new ones, watched all five. Is it five or four? Twilight series, Frozen 2.
Okay, so let's see. Is it Let It Go or Into the Unknown? Which do you think is the best?
Into the Unknown.
Let's tell everybody, why is it important to stay home right now?
The most important reason, I mean, I'm not a doctor, but the most important reason to stay home right now is how fast this is spreading. And you going around people right now don't know where they've been around, what that person's been around, who you could have been around had you gone outside and not stayed by yourself. And it just spreads so easy, especially for people with health issues and elderly people. And it's just such a serious topic that I didn't think in the beginning all of us knew was going to become so serious. I would just say going outside right now is not something really to be taken lightly.
Noah, everybody's been talking about the term social distancing, which might sound super technical, so let's make it really easy. What do you think is a better phrase?
Let me just say, I think I was social distancing before they made it a rule. I believe my whole life I've been social distancing. I'm kind of a social distancer.
Do you know how hard it is for us extroverts to have to spend all of this time inside? Even us, like, media people.
Oh yeah, no, I'm an introvert, so I kind of just chill inside. But like, I live on FaceTime already, so like, I'm kind of already just I'm good by myself.
So, Noah, is everybody okay? Have you FaceTimed with Miley, with Billy Ray?
I've talked to everybody. Everybody's fine. Everybody's just, sticking to themselves. Everybody's healthy. I've made a rule not to go around my mom, just in case, you know. My mom's my angel on earth, so, you know, I've just been wanting to, like, even though I'm fine, I just am taking those precautions of just, it makes me really sad though. So I've lived on FaceTime with my mom. What's really hard right now is my grandma's sick, but not with the virus. She just unfortunately ended up in the hospital. She's older and have been having some health issues lately. And the hard part is the hospital is, would you say it's quarantined or they just won't let us in?
Yeah, no visitors allowed, right?
No visitors. So it's just really hard because my grandma's in there and we can't go visit her because they're worried about the virus.
What do you think about this idea? Why don't we write a bunch of cards and send them to the people in the hospitals and to people like maybe your grandparents, for example, or somebody in the hospital? Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, I sent a ton of balloons and stuff to Mammy's room.
Aw, super cute. I love the videos too of the people who are just waving to each other and wishing each other happy birthday through like their windows.
I don't know if you saw. I don't I don't know if you follow me on Instagram, but my mom, I called her and I was like, Mom, I wasn't prepared. I need some paper towels, toilet paper, and some food, Lysol wipes, cans. Do you have any of that? And she was like, yeah, I'll leave it outside on the bench. And so I pull up to my mom's house, and we were like literally like kissing through the window. Like, we love you. I miss you. It was on my Instagram story. It was days ago, but it was so funny, cute, and sad at the same time.
Yeah, I think it's perfect right now more than ever.
Yeah. But, oh, I feel, yeah, I mean, I was wearing my gloves.
Okay, couple rapid-fire questions real quick before we wrap up. What takeout are you ordering from home?
I've actually been cooking at home.
Oh, good.
Which is the rare.
Is this a hobby you're learning now, or is it something that...
Yeah. A bitch had to become Gordon Ramsay in one day. L.A. goes on lockdown, and I had to just just become the greatest chef of all time.
Do you think we're going to see more babies or breakups from quarantine?
I don't know, because we're spending a lot of time alone, huh? So, who knows? But unless you have a quarantine, or if you want to be fancy, you can call it, you're my quarantine.
Aw, that's cute.
So, yeah. I need a good quarantine buddy. But I'm good. I'm cool off the boys right now. I don't need a baby or a breakup. How about that?
Craziest internet purchase you've made and best question you've received from a fan so far?
I don't know. My fans are full of really good questions. They ask really logical questions. My fans and I like kind of talk on a deeper level. Craziest thing I've online shopped for? I don't know, but I feel like I really want to see my bank statements after this whole quarantine is over, because my online shopping for clothes, especially shoes and house decorations, I think because I've been in my house so much, it's starting to look a little boring now. So now I'm buying new chairs. I bought a ton of pillows. So I want to see my bank statements and how much I went shopping more in the past week being stuck in my house than I've ever shopped in my entire life.
Well, you'll have to show us on your Instagram story, okay?
Okay. Done.
Noah Cyrus, thank you so much for the phone call, and I hope
you this was very fun.
Do well. Thank you so much.
You too. Stay healthy, stay safe, give love to your family and everybody at the station for me.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.